Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabiini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Yeah, I got the desk on. Antoine, get the lights. Yeah, la. Yeah, away, 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 away. So God. La la. Zehlanya lezi dog. Zehlanya le.
Hey, kanti so lunga kana.
I think that was Max Che. It was supposed to be here. I'm fine. These ones by Ahlanya. They think they can shut down the podcast.
When we still have chillers in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Popcorn and Cheese.
Wayazi. Ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Robot Boy is in the building. Mpo's in the building. Aya is not here. Mac G is not here. Sol is not here. Ghost Lady is not here. Henda.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
Piri piri.
Oh, okay. Donna, actually, you know what? These buttons actually all do something.
Look at you.
It's drum roll, yeah. Oh, when he announces.
When he announces.
We've got a special thing.
Guess what we're
doing? Dog. Oh, and also, hey, let's not forget, we are recording from Mashabela Studios. We're here to record. If you guys want to record, please email podcast@mashabela.co.za. All protocol observed.
Let me do that thing Saul does while Max speaking.
But David Mashabela is not safe. Lekara legunin by Shamarim. Every week it loses a wheel.
It's a VW.
It's a VW. Ish. Look, we broke into it's the tough. Studio easily, my dog.
Easily.
So, ladies and gents, this is a special podcast episode with Mpo Pops and Robot Boy. We decided to fill in for Mac G and Sol while they are on holiday. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another episode of Podcast and Chill. Henda, bidi bidi.
Drop that fucking
hey,
thing.
Hey, hey. Ah, hey, hey.
Is there no button that says which one is this one?
Hey, dog. So I think with us, dog, the most important thing is to recap the year that we had, my dog.
There's so much that's been happening. Man, I don't even know like what happened in the beginning of the year.
In the beginning of the year, it was New Year's Day.
Okay, happy.
And then the second. People were recovering. And then out of nowhere, jiggy jiggy, va! Hola, pala, fala! Where now? So I think the biggest story for
pala,
me...
Pala,
pala. Pala,
pala. FM.
Yeah. No, no, not pala, pala, FM. Oh. Pala, pala, Game Farm.
Game Farm?
Yeah.
Le, para, para.
Ah, la, le, ma, para, para.
Yaga bong, nga, no lostro.
I'm on Lostro background. Umbonilo Lostro. Ayo, Lostro has a different story every time he's on.
Yeah, I need my happiness in 30,000. Ask guy 30,000. He's male, la, but it's 30,000, yeah.
Versus I'm an articulate. And all I need to say is that
I'm a fine
to the
specimen.
O-N-G-A.
Fine specimen of a human.
I'm Aranyabong, I mean. Eh?
Do you think it's right, dog, that people are always recording videos of Bonga when they see him? Or should they just let him hustle?
Bro, for people to record videos at a funeral, just know right? That humanity is...
Because, Mina, I'm like, dog, I'm like...
Lama sita nga gana, na ay, chup.
My pale, my nigga, correction of a
singer's
spring boy.
Tango.
No, dog, so you see the whole thing with Bonga, right?
Yeah.
Bonga is doing his hustle, right? He's hustling... He's on the street corners, bum keeper. But it's sukufaga rehab, sa clean. We want to integrate you back into society. But when you do that, You take me off my hustle, dog.
Where do you draw the line between doing something like that and having the person as decided and go to finuk change? Because most of these videos, we're already seeing the process. Like, I got a laptop, I'm saying Wi-Fi, and a phone. Where, like, can we get the part where he says, yes, please help me with ABC? Because if someone doesn't want to help themselves, there's only so much you can do.
Exactly.
Because
when you look at Alostro as well, Alostro, we know him, he's famous. But Alostro hasn't come out and said, hey, guys, Galiguba, Kupatuso. Do you know what I mean? So I think leave the guys, because we're exposing them. Alostro has a hustle where he hides his
hand. He hides his hand.
Do you know what I mean? So Nina man record my video. Guys, you people, you are
gonna leave video, of course, but Alostro now you got to show. Yeah.
Hey, dog. Hey. So it's been a rough year. We have Amaparapara who are coming out. We've got Palafala that's happening.
Ipalafala le yaga Coco Pops. No, not you. Sorry, Cyril.
Yaga Cyril, dog. Hey, it's the other Cyril. My dog. Now, for me, that thing is so tricky, man. Like, because it all starts somewhere, right? Ipalafala starts with a maid. It's like Palapala.
Is that who found the money?
That's who found the money. All of this started because Usis Dokas Begatlina. Usis Dokas Magatlina Magatlina. You know Gutu Sister Rutlina Ganjan when you're not at the house.
Of course.
Uvula yonkinto.
Upuma nama slippers ako. Utogama snapback.
So while I got atlina Dokas, ati laps. Magati, matras. Puma matolas. Magati. Lounge suite, Pumama Dollars. Magati, room divider,
so,
Pumama Dollars.
Uchelevan.
So, yeah, now, ukipi number to Abantu. Guti, hey, nyatlina la, nshangane na matolas.
Wait, but you're a Cyril's maid, bruh.
Yes, but your Cyril's maid at his game farm. He's not always there, right? This is like a resort where he runs his business. You discover, khur, ish, there's $4 million.
So, it's not in his house, it's at the...
Is that the game reserve?
Who's the religion I came out of it? No, guys, four billion.
$4 million.
Or a million.
Yeah, so I think it's about like what? 60 bar, right? 60 bar in cash. Right? This is what they found. This is what they disclosed that they found. Then she sends a number to say to whoever, whether it's family or people she knows, hey, there's 60 million.
I'm sure Umgani.
Come get it.
I'm sure it's a friend.
Umgani aze atonsi mali by shyle 60 million. And then number gets, I think she got like 100,000. We don't have a fact checker.
We don't have a fact. Agna ne ghost. Yes. Gwenzagalan, Gatla.
Gurafland.
Yes, Gwenzagalan is a ghost lady. Marugutsa kabonakali vele.
You know what we did, though? You know what we did? We hired back Tuso.
Speed prize.
Yeah. Speed prize in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Mac fired Speed prize at Angege. Angege. A whole December.
Yo.
That is funuk chigisi nyama.
Yabona so funuk penduli nyama. Imu lost. Fanaku lost pendula. Guys, dude, we don't have an NDA, ne? For the ghost lady,
no, but we.
The show inside, the only entertaining nigga in the intro, man, it's in da, biri biri.
No, but ghost lady, you see ghost lady, ne? We can't reveal ghost lady because she said she'll reveal herself when we hit 1 million subscribers.
Oh, konya skupanje.
800 and something. There.
And 70.
Yeah.
Listen properly. And if you also have a story that Mac doesn't want to hear, phone 011-085-7. But we are the people, guys.
So
come talk to.
Yeah.
There's guests abang afuna ukuza la ngenxaka mic no sol. There's corner ke.
Skona.
Uzan must speak.
Come.
It's on mail.
Skumba. Come.
Ha.
Abo meka beko. All those guests who are afraid to come. Musa Kaula, come. Kespar. Antoana. Singa isusa lezi, fagi pili ato lana. Zora la kesi.
Ube lu chigisi branding.
Jigisi branding.
Vele kube ipili yato. On the rocks, muma tlapeng.
What have been your favorite highlights from the podcast this year, my dog?
Yeah. There's a lot of highlights, ne? Firstly, Bobo de Hobo.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. Dope episode.
Yeah.
Dope knowledge. And him being alive and kicking still after going through all of that stuff, yeah, bo?
Yeah.
Sharp.
That's a good redemption story, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I saw he posted something on Twitter as well, like where he's still entering those chats about like the drugs and what they put him through and what they'll do for you if you go that route. Like he's still encouraging people because he's still alive and kicking and strong. That's very dope. Yo.
DJ Cleo, did you watch the DJ Cleo episode?
Yes, the scooter along is big, which is fun and la. You want to DJ Cleo using a scooter like the Summer Awards?
Yeah. A vele ipai kama iso mai sutli.
Uyo shiye le skuta lesi ne.
Ukai sol. Ukai sol as a pre. Skuta saka tli usi so.
Exactly, that's my
it's
point.
Exactly.
Maro sol ang inga fita yi. Mara so you solve. You solve that one. I didn't see that one. Is
oh,
that, was that your favorite one? Oh, hey, kunini nga press.
Kunini nga press. How long? Editor later, nis pressel. Ase as gutla mapati na gu. Yeah.
Is that other red one also?
Yeah.
Oh, on top of that one.
So solid.
Was that your favorite one?
Nah, dog. My favorite one. Ah, look, man. I had so many, dog. Cleo was dope because when you see what happens with all these podcasts, right? With all the episodes of Podcast and Chill, when we get to see people we haven't seen in a long time, it takes us down this trip, this like memory lane trip. So when Cleo was talking about him and Brown Dash and how he made the music that he made, what they were going through, I remembered all those tracks, right?
Yeah.
Because I need ni nambo piano nfigile. So everywhere you go, I'm a kish, 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 kish. Salah, kish, kish, kish.
Paso kulma mo nina.
Ayini. Abo bring, ting, ting, ting. Ping, ping, kri. So to have Cleo take us down that memory lane, yoguti, this is how they made songs. This is how Brown Dash. Immediately after that episode, I found myself just listening to
old school.
Old school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, episodes like that are important because we get to give people who we necessarily have sort of forgotten about an opportunity to
like
shine
their flowers
again. And give them their flowers again, which is important, you know what I mean? Obviously, my favorite was Dr. Malinga.
Hey, hey.
We need party now. Hey,
what is Georgia?
Hey, what is Georgia?
Can I get a button that goes, what is Georgia? So, Dr. Malinga.
And you know, he phoned me, that guy.
After the episode.
Hey, we ends in 12 hours. Hey, what better when I saw what is Georgia? Hey, hey. Mara, mamela, popsi, wena. Irugublele, nengasilele, kukuhungu. Wabona podcast imunatikan tuiwane. Wakona kula dikeledi difele. If negitola kubo daily sane, nebantonta article bari, Dr. Malinga in tears. Linakana hurkilela fenicha. What is judge? And guess what? Akilele fenicha.
He likes guess what, ne?
Guess what?
And the guess what?
And the guess what?
Dr. Malinga can answer the phone. And guess what? I guess. You know, there's people that are always online. Like, they don't need a camera. They don't need a, like.
He's like that. That's what I love about Lingas.
Dude, Big Zulu sent me a poster and said, Utinla. No, yo, hey, Ogwenza Alan informant. He said, poster, Utinla.
There's some guys that are just on. That's what I love about Lingas, dog. He says on the call, and nekika silo lela kobo moja love, pela baoba na lidi commercial break. Neba toko pa horke pose dike lady. It's what a jwalo, Lingas will be back
after the break.
We'll be back
after the break. We have to pay the bills.
And guess what? After the break, it's one is a gilla khabe. What is your job? Hey, hey. Hey, yeah. And that's why Kitlile Kitolela here. And guess what? Mata Malinga Kutile, Sarsi Kutisizamezi, Kosuming Pulu, Lingas Resorti Bootsi, Ote Wadi Georgia.
You have been there before, eh?
Hey, dog, it's back. It's on
very
now.
Dope.
It's dope.
Lingas Resort is like a mini Sun City.
Yes. So, chillers, if you have the time, Lingas Resort is back open. Sarsi Kutisizamezi. And guess what? Anytime, Lekaya, Lekalo Swima, Honalidi Lifeguards, Heavy Cake Lifeguard, you know. I get about I got jumper, meets the answer, then the safe. Someone sent that to me.
So we skate park. Senzo manager ni Parati. It dress code dealing as entertainment. The theme is DOS.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Because
drop that fucking thing off.
Guys, can't you go in Zalandla? I'm going to tell you how to skip. I'm going to figure out Ilinga's resort. Usume.
Which button is the Yo, man, Toss is in your line of work. He's in your industry. He was on the podcast talking about fatigue and he took a break. How's he doing now?
He's doing good. We did speak about that prior.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's a balance, guys. And in the industry and everybody that's watching, that's trying to do this thing, you must always balance between running and striking while the iron is hot.
Yeah.
But also not losing yourself in the process. You understand? So it's that thing of, okay, I'm DOS now, Orlando's hot now, people are trying to book the boy, people are trying to move with the team, Duva and number here, we need to operate, so let's do that. But there's a very thin line between setting time aside or always being offline on Mondays just to rest your body, rest your mind as well, and just running gigs so that that fire doesn't burn. But that's why you must always be consistent in what you do.
Ooh.
Because the relevancy may not always be there, but you can always be consistent in the quality and the product that you produce.
Aich! 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 Roboto, 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 Khaitri, Oto, Toto, To, Oh, Oho. My talk. No, but it's true, guys. It's true, especially now that we're entering December, right?
Yeah.
You know, like when I called you today, Kirintanga, let's go break into Mashabela Studios. You were like, okay, Ntwana, iting vugen keze. Ngata, Roboto, 12:30, iting vugen keze. And you said that to me. You were like, no, dog, I actually have to rest. Because ebusuku ula.
Hey. And the guys in your pinda, man, I'm a medical aid. Please. Lea, if you need life cover.
Do you have a special pillow, though?
Now, I'm going to share a line.
I can't.
Why is I'm going to the summers? I'm going to pop. Thank you guys so much for being at the summers. We are here.
But, dog, did we not promise people at the Savas who we're going to terrorize the industry?
We're taking over.
Robot Pops is taking over. They were not ready. Abo Lawrence, we're not ready. Lawrence, one guy in the stage, I go get suit your leather.
The police.
The worst thing that they could have done was not give us a dress rehearsal. Masime backstage shit, angege.
Konele rogo lagana and bring out the highlighter.
That suit looked like an elephant's foreskin. Ngatangege, lesa ikwela. Yes, sis. Masit se sondela, says a man. Gunugi polish la.
Spirit. Nandi.
Nah, talk. But look, other than that, I think it's been a good year. What is that? Is that Nandi?
Pops.
Why is that?
But it has been a good year.
It has been a good year.
The summers. I mean,
What's been your highlight this year?
Yo, my highlight.
Yeah.
Okay. The highlight is the fact that the country's open.
Yeah.
That's like the highlight, and the festivals are back. All those cool stuff. Mm-hmm. I really missed that personally.
Yeah.
Then personally, my highlight was performing on Idols.
Oh, yes. You killed that performance. You killed that performance.
Big shout out to the top 12 and Twitter's finest. You know, the top 12 actually suggested me for that. I went to go see them prior. To give them industry chats. And then apparently in the behind the scenes, and they're like, yo, we've got Showstopper Weekend. Who do you guys want? They're like, yo, Robot. I was like, dope. And then salari.
I was speaking to the producers and they were like, no, the top 12 actually suggested you. And after she saw you, she was blown away, bro. They wanted you back again. You killed that performance.
That was dope.
Let's give the man his flowers while he's still here.
Highlights.
I know. Dog, you like everything threat. You dance, you play drums, can you sing?
Hey. What did you judge? And guess what? Una libra vato.
There's more.
What did you judge?
I think, man, it's just like God-given talents that I think a lot of us have that never find out because we don't try.
But do you
I'm a big trier.
Yes. So, but do you think that this is attributed by the fact that, like our poos, Yangit.
Yeah.
So you don't drink. So do you think it gives you enough time because you're not out partying, getting wasted all the time? It gives you enough time to hone in and focus on building your other skills.
Are you telling me people that drink waste that much time in their lives in a day?
Mau puzile, robot. You fall asleep while the driver is driving. Is speed bry.
That's crazy. I don't think it's that. I just think it's capacity. Here's my thinking, man.
Yeah, yeah.
When we were in primary school, we did sports, extramurals, and like a lot of things were happening in your life because you're monitored. You know, on Wednesday, I have rugby, I've got speech, I've got debating, I've got this. You go home, you still have to be a son, you still have to be a brother, you do dishes, you do... Like, why is it that when you're in primary or when you're monitored, you've got so much that you're doing as far as capacity goes? You go to high school, almost similar. When you go to varsity, you're not watched or you're not monitored. Mm-hmm. The only thing you have is school, then out of nowhere, you don't have time. Or you're doing your school, or complaining like class, no, complaining like the studies. So my thing is, everybody has the time to do certain things. It's what you make with the time that you have. So I do a lot of things because...
Robot boy dropping gems today.
I don't have 28 hours in a day. We all have 24, right? But that's my chat. Like, what are you doing with that time? How are you able to do so many things, like 3 sports, 2 extramurals, and so much when you were, like, younger and being monitored? I think it's a thing of people not being monitored. And you grow, no one can tell you what... Now you think, all I have is this 9-to-5 and I can't balance anything else. With the 9-to-5, you can try go record here, you can try open a fashion thing here, you can try do the try. My chat is try. If you fail, you know you can't. But a lot of people don't try anything. They assume they can't and they never know.
So I think that's the motto for 2023. Try and fail. If you fail, it's fine. Let's go again, guys. Things are open now. COVID disappeared. Where did COVID go, dog?
No, so any of he was traveling to Ivalandau, yeah.
Dubai.
Dubai. La. Mqamlandau.
Oh.
So, they clearly left Ivalandau and then Abasabuyang.
Since I happened to COVID,
mm.
You know where I think COVID is?
Iva.
It's with that spit bra. Wherever that spit bra is,
The outlet driver,
you're humping the COVID.
If I'm in a COVID. If I'm out there.
That's who's probably hiring the spit bra out. Who COVID.
Yeah, bro. And I'm going to say, I'm going to say, or paying us one nine.
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
COVID does not shisa, spit bra, by fag pagati inside and out.
But dog, I think for me, the whole point of this year, man, like, as you're saying, getting an opportunity to do the things that you love. For me, the biggest thing for this year has been, like, the redemption stories, right?
Mm.
If you look at, like, Katlego Maboy, Toles Mo, you know, I'd go as far as to say Eugene Koza. You know, Eugene also had disappeared from the game for a long time. So to see all these redemption
coming
stories,
back.
All these people that are coming back, the Katlego Maboy story was a little bit sad for me. Do you know what I mean? Because Katlego Maboy... He had this whole case, Uguti. He cheated, he lost everything, and now he was underground for like the longest of time.
Where do we draw the line between people's personal
yes
and
yes
publicizing a personal chat that's probably happening in your household too, or that's happening around the people that you know,
yes.
And now because it's Katlego Maboy, it's like, or because it was,
do you think it's fair that he lost everything? For cheating on his girlfriend.
A keyword there is his, eh?
Hmm?
Keyword there is his. Because that's his girlfriend. And that's why.
Okay, but he's not married, right?
Chat.
He's like, not married. This is his girlfriend. He cheated on her. It comes out that he cheated. He starts losing everything. This man lost. Sponsorships. He lost his TV show. He lost other gigs. Everything shut down.
I think that's a result of him being put on blast. But again, someone would say, Vele, Akiri wants to do it in secret. When he's this public figure, let's put him on blast for the world to know what type of a nigga he is.
I don't know. Do you think it was fair to lose everything?
And not everything. At least, kube bamshene breakfast, okay?
At least, ne?
I ain't pick up breakfast express.
Mm. And
then... Or the express one. I'll pose you in a while. guys. No, he's back now.
No, because for me, there's certain things that, you know, as we round up the year, we look at things that have happened over the past year. There are things that are going to happen again next year. And I feel like the cheating saga is going to keep happening again. We're going to hear stories of...
I'm a cheesecake. Ben said cheese boy. Pops.
Anyway, we must take a picture at the photo booth outside. What are you talking about? What's wrong? What are you guys...
This morning I was reading Matthew 5 verse 8.
But you see, all of this, right? So I'm like, infidelity exposure hurts other people that aren't a part of the duo, right? Mm. So in the case of Katlego with his girlfriend, it was his girlfriend that exposed him, put him on blast. The man lost everything.
Yo, in 4K.
They have in 4K, dog. In 4K, in his gown. Like, you're vulnerable when you're in your gown. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and she put him on blast, and he lost everything. But they have a child together. So now your
child... The dynamics change.
Yeah, your child is no longer exposed to certain things like, you know... Medical aid's expensive, dog. For the three of you, you're probably paying 10 grand a month. Mm. There's private school fees. There's all these other bills that you must think about. Now you've lost all of this... Because you've put someone on blast. Same thing with the Sonia Matthew Booth thing, right? You put someone on blast. You forget, we have kids, guys. Later on, your kids get bullied out there. Baba Biza bo cheesecake.
In your absence. And you look like the type to bully people in school.
What are you talking about? I was an angel in Mondia High.
I was an angel in Mondia High.
No ways. No, wait, you are the same size. You've always been a size 26 waist.
So in a light skin privilege.
Just because me kuklaha kuti ipanda la kuli lupa gay too.
So in a light skin privilege.
Ya kumbula bongkwatela kuti ngiti underpenny ako wi anekhange pekseli one. One kwatel. Eh, umuntu wasangikhulumise esigele ngithi a robot kusho ukuthi wena i-underpenny yakho uyigeza kanje. Wangikwatela. But we made up since. No, but my dog, honestly, bro, honestly speaking, I feel like cheating is going to happen again next year.
Yeah.
Right?
And
I feel like...
Manje, ngeyone.
Now, ne? Not even...
Now.
Not even...
Yeah, pa. Mawutsa jobheka umuntu wakho bamshanga ngamalamza.
Okay, now I like it when you're straight to the point.
Yabo na manje.
Uthe malamza. No, dog, I think so for me, right? I feel like we shouldn't be at a place where all these redemption stories are happening and people are coming back. And bro, like, as much as Katlego's back and I'm happy that he's back and I'm happy that he's got his job back, it's not the same. You know what I mean? All the Mercedes and or rather car endorsements, all the car endorsements are gone. The insurance company didn't put him back on. Do you know what I mean? So then how do you recover that?
Even that didn't...
No, dog, it's still the...
So they took him out?
They took him out. Bafaga, ooh... Ilana Africa. And then they made her do exactly what he was doing. Lento guba passenger.
But don't take him out. keep him somewhere there. Maybe keep him somewhere there. On the anywhere there.
But I'm keeping and they took him out. Ntwana, mafagu Ilana. Hey, Ntwana, but
how would you feel as him now back?
As him back.
Yeah.
Look, man, I won't lie. There's a certain part of me that would be bitter.
I was about to say.
There's a certain part of me.
As a human,
there's a certain part of me that would be bitter. I like how composed, but Katlego's always been like that.
Yeah, it's always been.
Yeah. You can't admit, yeah. So he's very composed, and I like that about him. Because when you look at Tolles Mo's episode, right? Mm. Tolles Mo comes across as bitter because he's angry at everything he's been put through and everything he's lost and everything that happened around the 3.5 years.
And that stuff is unfair.
It's unfair, dog. Imagine at the height of Robot Boy. Imagine at your height now, one false accusation means for 3 years you are grounded.
Why three? No one robot times three. Ah, guys. No more to assess 2 months. Three. You're giving to our pops.
You know what I mean? So I get there's a lot of mixed feelings about the Tolles Mo episode. And it's doing well, by the way. I think it's on track. It's on a mill. It's almost at a mill.
It was on like 937.
Yeah.
I think when I checked it.
Almost at a mill. Because there's so much, you know, people go, we hear you, we empathize with you. Mm. Some people feel like Mo was a little bit too bitter, you know, like he was hitting everyone. But I'm like, dog, what do you do?
What do you expect?
Yeah. For 3 years, you took away my ability to look after my family, right?
And now I've got a chance to voice out my...
Everything bengibambile for the past 3 years.
Yeah, he's been holding it down.
Yeah, so now I'm coming out. Yes, there were other people that put straight bullets out of nowhere. Pow! Would stop nonsense. Pow!
I was Kumba.
People caught stray bullets, but...
Yeah, that was hectic.
It was. No, but I think it's the whole thing of like, yo, man, for the past 3.5 years, this is what I've been going through. There are people who reached out. There are people who didn't. There are people who I thought were my friends who then said, campaigned against me without even coming to me. So do you understand where the bitterness comes from?
Also, we do this thing as people where we just judge people for their actions and behavior without really considering how we act in that space.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that saying, you always have a plan till the fist hits you.
Yeah, dog.
So you can get in the ring. So you can get in the ring
Baby Jake.
And have a...
And when did you get a nose ring?
Baby Jake, look carefully.
Oh,
it's fine, let me finish my point. You always have a plan until the fist hits you. So you can get in the ring and think, I'm going to do this, until that first fit. Yo, I don't know the English. Fix the English on this mic, guys. That's why I made a cane by... Okay. Until the first fist hits you. It's like paintballing. Have you ever gone paintballing?
And I'm a paintballer. Like, shy, bruise, over blue. Come on,
But anyway, people have this thing where, why would he do that? It happens to you. And then you realize, with you snap, you know? It's like those Facebook videos. Have you seen those Facebook videos where a couple is sitting at a table and then someone comes to, like, rob the place. And the bro steps up and leaves the hand. And it's like, yo, this guy just left his girlfriend like that. People watch that thing and be like, how can you do that? How can... Until he ends, I go away.
Yes.
You can't judge.
You know, funny enough, that once happened in Bram. I was in Bram. I was driving years ago when I still lived in town. And
say,
I saw...
Sabab scene, no. All right. Okay.
Don't do this.
It's just a game.
So I'm driving, dog, ne? Gautrain side. I was coming back from the Gautrain side.
Ooh, my metro rail. Ngagini.
Mangiti claps, gune robbery. E robbery, they're robbing a couple. Untanga ati. So when he runs this way, the girl runs this way. So I see the girl, I pull up next to her, I say, get in. She gets in the car.
Whoa. And I sound effect your roadkill. Oh, pops. Wait, wow, sounds like Superman.
Dog, I can see what's happening, you know? So I'm like, let me spring into action. Now, ula. So when she ran this way, the car's here. I stop. I say, get in. Magangena. Ati, thank you so much. Ha, Tabiso ran. But she goes, where is my boyfriend? So we drive around, we find him. Beep, Zora Alantang. He gets in the back. First thing goes,
Yo, baby, I'm so sorry I ran. I don't know what happened. I'm so sorry. Sean Dana. Yo.
Bruh, the whole time, like, this guy couldn't explain to his hun what happened.
Shame, dog.
She was like, it's fine. But when she got in the car, her first thought was, he ran, where is he? Not Guti, Wang Shia. She's like, he ran this way, where is he? That was her concern.
Yeah.
His shame, you could see it when he came in. But I think naturally.
Yo,
baby, excuse.
So I think we can't judge that first reaction, dog.
Shame, yeah.
Maboni panga, maboni kan.
But in that situation, what would you have done?
I was about to ask you, have you ever been robbed before?
Yeah. Everything ceases to, like, when you get robbed, you don't believe it's happening. I once got out of a robbery because I pretended to be a robber myself. Dog, I was walking from Bengchole Mie.
No, but I think we do that, dog. Bengchole when you Mie see day. Someone that looks...
Yeah.
And now it...
yeah, same time. So, Chenchi walk. Bengchole Mie day. So, my hand lived in Mie Dale. So I was walking from Mondio. I lived in Club Tuscany. So I was
walking from
the... Oh, yeah, Club Tuscany.
Yeah, I was in Club Tuscany.
That's the right village.
Ah, you know. Before it became the where you pick and then
you pay.
Leave the money.
Come on. By Shaheem's.
You know this.
Oh, the South always.
9-9. Best chip roll and mutton bunny in the world.
You covered that one.
My dog.
Salute.
I'm walking. I'm dressed in fully black. I've got a bag. I'm walking to Mie Dale. I see two Owens. You know the story.
9-9.
One walks past. Then you know, he's coming back.
He's coming back.
You know. Immediately, you know he's coming back. So already, I'm like, I'm ready. Hey, kalabo, hwing, hwing. Tia san, leti phone. Ngat jens ganjan. Song kes taga tipsug. I open my bank. Ngat mpe timpata. Na manke tuk shayin zito zam yo change. At oh, vay. Done!
How's guy effect? It's guy effect. It's guy effect. Ang figel.
Done.
That's crazy.
I got away, but and I feel like that's just my character, dog. It's a adapt or die. You
yes.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whenever you're in a situation, you must adapt.
That's crazy. I think a situation where I adapted like that is my first car accident.
Was it that polo? Le polo le gunini. I remember we shot a video in the mangingi speedometer 536,000 kilometers ngatangeg.
Guys,
the planet is 40,000 kilometers. So that car drove around the planet how many times?
So, my abuela le apole le, oqala ngene Francis mara ngibona kubhek, you understand?
Does it did that thing have an airbag?
Zero.
Hey.
I'm kidding, it did. And ngibone that day, maripuma sengathi luchayisa. So my hey,
so volume got your poop.
Say, hey, dog, that thing happened very conscious early in the morning on my way to lockdown house party.
Yeah,
oh,
plus, which I said during COVID, which I said,
I had to duck cars, dog. So, let me tell the story actually. Now, you know, a four way stop, I'm gonna my license, pack my son's hand.
Ah, two so. Ana license.
Hi, bo.
Alahleka kanje ama speed braai.
That's why Ponga has got to go K53. It's in ama speed braai.
Mm-hmm.
When ufundi K50, ne? Ufundi K50.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
So.
Yeah, dog, you're telling us. What happened?
Four-way stop, right?
Yes.
Four-way stop, I'm going to explain for everybody that also doesn't understand. It means everybody at the four-way stop has to stop. And then first person there rides over a shop. Bro, it looks like a two-way stop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, two-way stop means only the cars coming like this have to stop. Tina, it's a grand.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening is the people that are driving this way aren't stopping.
Yeah.
They're not applying the rules of the road. Bonabayeza nje. Nale ziyahamba. So these guys are like, hey guys, why limotos ngami? So everybody that's coming from this side has to almost try squeeze in
mm-hmm.
because these cars aren't stopping. So to my knowledge, it looks like a two-way stop. I've got right of way. Imotezo Sondela has to stop because I've got right of way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop sign Pansy. It's like washed off. So naming oh, yabo.
And then, ngapha, it's like, it's early in the morning, like 5. I have to go quickly cut my hair, then I must operate something, you know?
Oh, this was before the Legends.
Hey, before the Legends.
When you were still just...
Hey, bro. Now
dying with a nugget.
You check. Man.
Okay.
Changing the hair. Don't say dying, man.
Okay.
I last said my other brother died last night. They said, no, RIP. I said, no, he's here, man. Don't use that word, bro. Dog. Bro, dog. I'm driving, man. And I'm trying more. I need to pull. Gune manual lapa yama polo kuti 180 and above njalo. Buza ma polo driver. Bro, as I'm approaching, I see this taxi, of course, approaching. My thought process is he has to stop because I've got right of way. So we are sondela nje ufaka ikhala, yabo. Xa uthi ufaka ikhala, there's no stop sign, the physical one, the floor is just the O, so I don't know. And it's the area I don't know. Mangisondela ngiyabona ukuthi la uthi say yi. And now advanced driving says, okay, if I, yes, advanced driving. It's ironic. So, if I did brake, I'm going to ski. The brakes are going to lock and just shyly taxi. So I have to duck.
So all of this is happening in slow-mo, right?
Bro, that's why I'm telling the story. Decisions. Trust me.
Yeah.
Right? Early morning, dog. Fresh out devotion. Everything was clean, dog. Yeah, bro, now the taxi's here and he's not stopping, then it hits me and goes, okay, clearly he's got right of way or I have to make a decision. If I did break, I'm going to hit him straight. If I go right, that's oncoming. Mm. I can't do that. If I go left, I'm safe for going left. Whatever car comes this side, I'll have to try swerve away and hit like the back lights of the car. Because I'm going to buzz a saw. If I'm like this,
accident scene, yeah?
I can duck the taxi that's coming this way, going left, and then I just clip the back lights of whatever car's waiting here to cross over. And so I did that. And then I swerve left, I hit the back
sounds
lights.
Like
and
you then paused I, this whole accident scene. Like before Chais, upozile wena. What? Roboto. So Chaisa. See Chaisa Gupi. So you, because you're talking about all the decisions you had to make in that moment, then you decided with you're gonna hit the back of this other car.
Yeah, remember this conversation starts from you saying you either adapt or die.
Yeah,
and we pretty much the same people. Yeah. So right after that, I hit that car. I miss a manhole. Those things on the floor, right?
Yeah.
And here's the chat now. Ngapume moto in sense is a lama chance lango to guacha isa.
Twa epic yasha
epic yabo. So, the quick response of your hijacking and robbery situation was the same thing. I just bumped. I'm not sitting in the car, still crying. Everybody's looking at the car. They, the guys are coming out. I'm helping. Yeah, sure, bro. Can I get a little? Daman wakoloe ukokai. Daman wakoloe ukokai. That's how I'm standing there. I don't even know what. Should I say it's me? Should I say it's coming back? Should I say he ran that way?
That was very weird.
Yo, but man, that,
I think people, you know, now that you mentioned that, it is December. I think everyone should be careful out on the roads.
Yeah.
Man, because our roads are getting worse, dog.
Yeah, proper.
Driving in Joburg now, you just keep go, 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 go.
I saw a tweet that said we have to memorize potholes.
You have to, dog.
Isn't that crazy?
You have to.
Like,
you have to.
Not street names.
Because if you're not careful, mount to dodgy pothole, you might cause an accident as well.
Exactly.
But do you see how bad it's gotten that the insurance companies have to be the ones to close the potholes now? Because they're losing
because
the money.
Everybody is coming to say, hey, I chai-side because of a pothole.
No, but they're losing money, right? So every time you damage your car, you claim it from insurance. So potholes are damaging cars, bro. People are losing axles, wheels. People are crashing because of potholes.
Speed prize.
People are losing speed prize, you know? Shai pothole, multi claps, speed gone. Multi, you turn shai pothole enye. I say, but hey, listen, we saw you there, man. You lost your speed prize. Bona marbandlu lang a truck. Ut bacheke uti emva kwe truck ya lebe lungu.
Abacheka. Speed by peto yi. Magekle ya taje. Yaku, listen man.
What are we doing this weekend?
What's happening? Hey, What's playing at the World Cup?
Don't
the Bokkers.
Just wanna skin one lamb there?
Bruh, no, bruh. So, like, you have to memorize potholes because unless you're insured. So some people have, like, tire insurance and stuff like this. So the insurance companies are losing out on money. So what happens now is they're filling up the potholes, but after they fill them up, they leave their branding there. So you know, this one was filled up by Mangma.
What?
This one was filled up by Mangma.
Where's that?
On the pothole. So they leave their stamp. They
go and some pothole, Nazi. It's the Walk of Fame. Yes, America. Is it a star there? Then you see, discover. Guys, what's
no,
going
but
on?
Do you think it's fair for them? If I fix a pothole, do you think it's fair for me to leave my details, Guti? He makes shyly span.
And what? If the painting they use to write stop turns into oh, what are they going to use to make that thing sustainable? So later, then tomorrow it's no more discovered, it's covered. And then how are we going to know what's going on there?
No, but I feel like they have, if I'm going to fix the potholes, I need to remind the country that, hey, it's me who fixed these things. Do you know what I mean? I get it also on the flip
on the
side.
Other side,
is,
no?
They're losing money.
But yeah, it makes sense.
Do you know what I mean?
Nale moto le na ama pothole
ase. Ah, le aba insure le.
You sure?
Ay, aba insure le. Le, no.
Sure.
Ay, aba insure le.
Insurance.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Which button does what? I can't hear nothing.
Umo logo ni ya prayer, Sanji.
Toana. So when we watch this episode, you and I, we're just going to see...
We'll be back after this break. Drop a pun. We'll be back after this break.
No, dog. Because for me, right, the most important thing, right, is using money where it needs to be used. The reason why those potholes are like that is because someone's not using the money in the right place. Right? That's what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
You need to flag such decisions. Guys.
Yeah, dog. So they decided they're going to put up a 22 million rand flag that's going to light up at night.
Goopy.
Was it necessary? What, like, in the grander scheme of things, we have potholes. We don't have electricity. You want to put up a flag for 22 million. Was that necessary?
Let me get this right. Le flag, Lil.
Yes. This one. The same one. Same one.
Nepal.
Yeah. Nomtlakas.
Ne concrete Japan.
Yeah.
Nomtlakas.
Yes.
Guys, if you don't know what Nomtlakas means, it means electricity.
Which is an occurrence that we regularly have in this country.
And by me saying if you don't know what it is, maybe it's because Asna Haveli.
Yeah.
Song as yes.
Yeah. We're in a complicated relationship with electricity in our country.
Every time power comes back, such a new year.
So because you never know how long it's gone now. You know, we're like on and off relationship with electricity.
Yeah, we can't be living like this. What cost 22 million in that thing?
I think the flag was gonna be made with like suede.
It has to have been.
Or maybe they were going to use
like glow in the dark yellow in that triangle. Or
maybe
white.
They were going to use like ankylok leather.
Crocodile skin, lapa ku green.
I don't know what the 22 mil was, but the theory is it was just going to be a way to like put money, like to siphon money, right? Because there's nothing in that setup. Because they discovered there's a flag in PE, similar, a little bit shorter.
Kupepe.
Epe. For 75 tal. They did the same thing for 75 tal.
Ligup, little flag.
Sasakona, little flag.
What? Wait, like, Angi Lune, South Africa, Itara, 1-4 Bafana. Mara.
Why do we need a flag?
Pesis Olbona from Isn't Lizard Zonke, or. I'm trying to get the point. Like, we're going to like, man, I'm Puma Nong, and it's the eclipse as Puman Song, and the tweet it as Puman. See, Puman Song is still spawning eclipse as.
I think for 22 mil, you could probably buy everyone in the country a flag. Do you know what I mean?
Drop in the cockotte and let someone pick it up, dustbin. Nikokotte the same way, this nigga na my flag.
Do you know what's the one thing going into next year that I feel like should be explained with all these things, right? With all the corruption in the country. I feel like they need to pass us...
Let's have my 360 camera and my bracelets.
Ama?
There was one bus that brought 360 cameras and bracelets to this country. Wonka Muntu out of nowhere in a month had bracelets and everybody had 360 cameras at the event. Ubani ophela climb lela bus?
I praya ka thuso.
That thing, you
drop
looked...
That fucking thing off. Hey.
Dog.
Name an event you've been to that didn't have a 360 camera. Bruh. And people that didn't have bracelets.
And then people want you to come and stand and pose with them. Now, now Shale...
Yo, that thing came like COVID, eh? Woo! Yonkindao! There was one bus that delivered those things to the country. But yes, next year.
So, yeah. So I was saying, next year, dog, we need to discuss. Mabati money disappeared. Where did it go? That's the one thing I want to know. Maniti, 3 billion disappeared from there. EAP. Do you understand that money can't just disappear? The bank knows exactly where it went.
And if it's cash?
No, you can't withdraw 3 billion. You can't withdraw billions. So if someone says there's...
I've allocated...
Yes.
If someone says, well, we've allocated 3 billion to RoboPops.
So RoboPops got 3 billion.
Yes.
Then we say... We allocated 2 billion to Tuso. They know it, okay, now it's in Tuso's account. Then Tuso goes, no, me, I allocated to my driver. The driver has. What? So if you trace them, this is digital money, dog.
Tuso better, I think, Mari, 2 million. I'll give you an example.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow.
Weak. Swag.
No one to present on us. Out of everybody you could have picked, 2 billion. Oh, wow. Tuso Mbed is nice. Shout out to Tuso Mbed.
Tuso Mbed, we have to give her a flower.
She's got 2 billion under Mbed. Tuso Mbed. Okay, no, it's fine.
It's no, fine. Actually, if there's a person it's who has fine. Dollars under her bed, it's Tuso Mbed.
Right.
Drop that fucking thing.
Impressa young king to hide a point.
We'll be back. After the ad break. Break.
No, dog. So Tuso got mentioned as one of the top 10 best actors in the world.
In the world.
For 2022, dog.
Beep, beep, beep. Okay, said I. Beep, beep, beep. Sky volume. Let's see, let's solo with a sky volume.
I've not been pressing ippity pity the whole time.
I will let it.
Oh, let's do it again.
Hey.
Is that your voice?
Hey.
What is Jaja? Ribuile, monamo podcast in Chile.
Benji.
Kizamale, Autiaka, Roboto. Papa Haye, Nashabadi poem.
Benji, spirit.
Roboto.
Benji.
Highly load shedding.
Spirit.
High CBC.
I'm the only robot that works during load shedding.
Oh. Because he's fully booked. No?
No.
Because you work.
We need to know.
No, but yeah, so I want to give my flowers to Tuso Mbetu. I feel like there are people that have done phenomenally well this year. So big shout out to Tuso Mbetu. Big shout out to you, dog. You know, you're my boy, you're my friend, but I must give you your flowers. You've had a phenomenal year, my dog.
You've had a phenomenal year.
Thank you, my dog.
Because lang corner now corner.
Every day. Where's it? Which one is this one, Patsy?
Yeah, we need a which one is this one. You're saying next year you want money to stop disappearing?
Yeah, dog. So
the only thing that's allowed to disappear.
No, I'm not saying money shouldn't stop disappearing. Money will always disappear. But
I'm sorry. You come al gaso lil.
Yeah!
Guys,
yo, this is the size of my head. Because I need to come up and get
the whole head.
This is the whole head.
Guys, go and say hello. I'm going to ask you.
Go and say hello. Actually, go and say hello. Good man. Yo.
Wee.
Estrella Gamekji.
Yes. But grind my ingredients a crunchy. And you make not a crunchy.
Yo, man. And then, of course, dog, the one thing we'd be remiss if we didn't mention in our episode is everyone that that we lost this year, man.
Yeah.
You know, so this year, entertainment took a hit, my dog. We lost a lot of people, dog. We had to say goodbye to Ricky. So RIP Ricky, Jamie Bartlett, David
Chinaro,
DJ Somebody, Cooley Roberts, Ngedisi Shabangu, DJ Dimples, Patrick Shai, Boosie, City Lights,
yes.
Deborah Fraser, Pearl Shongwe, Brian Majola, Bruno.
Yeah, Bruno.
Hey, dog, I think what this year has been one of the biggest years where we've lost a lot of people. I know we lose a lot of people every year, but I think this year...
The amount.
Yeah, we lost a lot of people, man.
It's crazy, man. And like, you know, RIP, condolences. And just check up on your friends, guys, as well, you know?
Yeah.
Because man. I think what's crazy, too, is the fact that besides the natural cause, majority of them were suicide, you know?
Yeah.
So it just speaks to the fact that when I say, how are you, your response shouldn't be to respond. It should be to answer my question, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm big on that. Like, sometimes man kuluma nomuntu
ngithi, because we just say I'm fine.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? That's the natural response, is to say, ah, no, I'm grand right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, when someone utters, or when someone takes long to say, back sharp, that's what I pick up. So if I say to you, hey, Pops, or grand, and you go, ah, I'm sharp, I'm going to catch that, ah. Or if you say, ah, ish, I'll be fine. I'll always catch the gesturing or you know, that facial expression, or to ask, are you sure, you know? Because we take for granted the fact that there are people around us that do care, you know?
Yeah.
Fair, maybe the majority of the world, or we live in a tough time, a mean, you know, world, or with mean platforms on social media, or like where you feel like people want to hear you, understand you. The people around you should be around you for a reason. They should be around you for the fact that no matter what you're going through, you can always rely on them.
So
I think going through next year as well, check up on your friends, check up on your family. And even though you don't have time, make time.
Make time. Don't be shy to ask for help, man. I think for me, I realized because you don't want to burden people. That's why sometimes people go, I'm so right. Because you don't want to burden people, you know. You don't want to say to people.
That's another thin line, yeah.
Yeah. How are you? Umuntu begathi, how are you? When I saw... And then and then yes, bazong kosha this month. Someone just wanted to say, how are you? Now upuma ama problem.
Lastly, speak right.
And I think that's where the balance is. That's why the balance is. That's why I say the people around you. Because if you're gonna vent out or open up to someone close to you, and then they broadcast your pain or your depression, I think that's the red flag. They shouldn't be like close to you, you know?
Yeah.
So almost identifying people that will hold you down when you can't hold yourself down.
And don't, I think that's my thing is, dog, don't be shy to ask for help. I think a lot of us have this thing, we have pride. You don't want to ask for help. You'll be amazed. Like you said, you'll be amazed how many people are around you that are willing to support you, that are willing to help you. If you say, I need help. We were talking about earlier about Amapara. The two guys, Ubonga, Alostro. With stories like that, yes, people will always be disappointed when they don't see the person going through the necessary processes. But you got to ask yourself, did that person ask for help?
Mm.
You as a person have to decide, I'm in this situation and I need help.
Kana, the Groot man that asked for help online, as far as I'm concerned?
Oh, from MZNOs and Zizwa.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, you got help, right?
Yes. Yes, I need to show you picture ye Capitec black card.
I mean,
we begabambe. So, e Capitec elimnyama. I'm a Capitec Moshe status a black card. The most machine black. Yes. You know, black card used to hold weight until Capitec had Yasin. Nonke, ntola my black card. And just to make sure, so fuck my account number when we can't.
Let me tell you, let me be honest. Yes, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I didn't know that.
And it's not even black, it's like gray.
So I saw the video. But in my head, I'm like,
why is he showing us
his card? Why is he showing us his card? And then everybody's like, oh, dope, cool, let's send the money. Yeah, account number. They're cutting.
Yeah, account number cutting. Do you know, Nabi, I also didn't know. You know when you try to pay people, you're like, send me your account number. I'm going to send the card. Now you don't know what to say. You're being nice. Oh, you got a black card. That's so nice. Listen, please send me your account number. You know when someone sends you the same picture back with the red circle?
You're like, no.
Yes.
Oh, you kept it. Okay, noted. Marangkili account number. Account number.
Nah, dog. I think next year, yeah, we need to reevaluate black cards. I think, yeah. Next year, Capitec needs to stop.
It's like these cars that look like other cars, but they're not the cars that they look like.
Which ones? Kuluma, don't be shy. Ah, nice. Kuluma. Utininga haval.
No, man. How?
Which cars are these, dog?
Little Lamborghini. Yazga. So, Mauti, next year, no more black cards? No more duplicating cars?
Yeah, dog. No, I think next year they must change the color. I think they must change the color. Maybe a green card must be the status thing.
Green card?
Because I think because of that.
Black card. I'm getting abs and a cartel green. Oh, really? Security. Sorry, man. In net banking.
No, dog. I feel like the black card was such a prestigious thing to have, dog. It meant you made it in life. So ne black card. Do you know like the pride you would have? You're having lunch with your friend, Dice Bear, but let people relax, Antoine.
I got this.
My wee keeper when the show good itafle ella.
Come to the boy. We back to Lena no manga si pete ya ko pete black card. Come to the Lord.
Come to the Lord.
Tabe. No Spurs are stepping up, eh? Gonna let Spurs in all of Africa. Go put no chef. Agna moon to pagati. Staff song 34 about you. Who era? Ne rebelli one.
And that's the thing. They always come ungekho ready.
Yeah, of course.
Ubizu ubambi ribs la.
Who's a tum tugu tum tugu from le?
Who's better is he? Who's better is he?
No, guys, we need to give Spur the flowers.
Nah, let's give Spur. Yeah, we want to give everyone at Spur their flowers. Because sometimes you have to do that thing on our phone.
Yeah, not. Already, but table 16. Come to table.
I've seen two waiters balwa. I've seen two waiters at Spur balwa. Long joyel vel. Yeah, well, I'm going to. You come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Send a man there soon. And a man there soon. And a man there soon.
I'll promise you, dog. I'm going to chef.
Who chef a puma?
No one to be a mix is you. Come to the Lord.
How you play that thing?
Ah, man. Yo, you know who else I want to give flowers to?
Yeah.
On that note, since we're giving everyone their flowers, I want to give flowers to the guys who direct traffic during load shedding.
Those,
Abo Alostro,
ne? I question that Abo Amapara, but they're giving PhD private school vibes.
Oh, no, Laba by Frustan, dieting.
So it's the paras that went to a private school?
Yeah, so shout out to the paras that went to private
school. Ziyama, da.
And help?
Ziyam, no, as in like they follow the instructions.
Yeah, talk, what can you do?
Yeah, listen, we have to wait. Eh? Yeah, just have to wait. And as like, yo, the people that conduct traffic got gloves and are serious, bro. Like, you know, they've got their way. They've got this thing they do.
Yeah.
And this thing means shesh. You know what I'm saying?
And the bugbees are in a car. Oh, I'm going to go. I see you,
and then like as fune tip as fune next, so yeah. I show my face.
Shout out, dog. No, no, no. They deserve a shout out. Who else deserves their flowers while they still get them, man?
Actually, I like this path that we're going.
Yeah.
This path.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's shout out the people that give you a plastic with a smile on their face. At the checkers and the shop rights and the with a smile. With a smile.
Yeah.
But I couldn't understand who you share here, but Sekfano's caught a lumuno wako now.
Yeah, because no one briefs you with plastic if you enjoy
it.
Now you look like, that guy that does not use condoms.
Ah, yeah, bro.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
You're in the space at the bottom.
Ufagisinkwa nechika.
Bakchike, bakchike. Masufagisinkwa nechika. Wenzani, wenzani. Uzo bleachi sinkwa.
You must put the one thing on the side.
Uzo bleachi lo brown.
Ah, like, imenchi si. Feel so we toast. I wonder what is the problem. Abakchele ukuthi what goes where. And some items, they are two plastics.
Yeah, yeah. Like you can't mix. Like you can't.
Yeah, like I'm a 2 liter for plastic anyone. No.
Yeah, man. Also, you have to separate things. You know, like you can't buy food and toilet paper and put in the same bag. I think because one is to consume, one is to take out.
Ngangafaki pa ne handy end. Ngang charge ne. It tasted clean, mara it wasn't. Steak and chili. Sengatis ne. Why does this thing smell? Because you know you tasted your nose, right?
Uh huh.
Nazir, can you say, ah?
Me too, so. That's how he knew it. Into a humble. He couldn't smell the meat anymore.
He le shy. Le outed it last plate.
Ah, no.
Cool man, eh? Speak pride, man. Speak pride. Hey, I'm gonna speak pride. What's that like? He
le shy.
Bro, like with a smile on their face, because yeah, a lot of those ladies don't like their jobs. And guys, besides those ladies specifically, please, guys, if you don't like your job, don't do it. Because you put Tina, that are the customers, engathi yithi esikufakela kulomsebenzi.
Yeah.
Bakwatela Tina, ukebona umuntu akubheke kabi ngathi wothe.
You know why?
Imala, yo, bro, yo. This is at the airport, ne? Ungena nje. No pictures. Okuqala ngiphethanga nephone sis wami songijikela ukuthi no pictures.
Local airport.
No, no, no.
Oh yeah, okay.
I know like over at yabo. Ungena nje. Eh salala. Ah yabona manje ngikhathele mara fele.
Nah, I hear you, dog. I hear you completely. But for me, right? I'm like with us. We don't have the luxury to do what someone at a checkers till can do, right? That's why for us it's so hard to fathom someone who can treat you like that at their job. Because you're like, you're at work. I get that you have problems. We all have problems.
Everybody.
But you don't need to take it out on all the customers.
That's my chat.
Because you don't walk on stage pissed off because it's going to chase polo, the airbag at deflator 5 minutes later. You're on stage dancing, cheerful, doing your thing. You don't go, I ain't got dealer to drink chai cigar. Do you know what I mean? We have to set aside whatever we're going through and give people
the best.
The best, right? So shout out to everyone who does service with a smile. I also want to give flowers to everyone who's, you know, in the world that we live in, it's so hard to be taken away by the things of the world. Social media, you must look like this, you must do this. So I want to send a shout out to everyone who's comfortable in their own skin.
Natural
right?
Gang.
That's what happens. Like, the older you grow, the more you realize, right, man. You know? That's what I've realized. Like, I'm too tired to try and look a certain way or be a certain way to appease a certain group of people. As long as I'm good with myself, I'm grand. So to everyone, because there's this, like, there's this influx of BBWs, that's BBLs that's happening. We see these things.
BBWs, BBL.
No, BBL. I'm a big Brazilian, Brazilian butt lift. Brazilian butt lift.
Hey, Naya's nonke this time.
So long
in Tulile. Whole episode in Tulile nonke. Chiki chiki.
Brazilian butt lift.
When's that going to
But they put under pressure about Chiribabu. So next thing we to find out that thing is I'm a speed pry.
BBL.
Not to BBL, dog. You know what I mean? And shout out to there's a lady who went and did a BBL and then she later came back and said, this thing is not nice. Like I miss my old me. The old me, you know.
Is it?
She was like, it feels dog. That thing
it was like an out of body experience.
Yeah. Well, in the body.
Oh.
Outer.
Did she feel like a nobody after that experience?
Hey. No, dog, but honestly, like,
if she came out and spoke, shout out to her for that.
Yeah, because, and I feel like that's important, guys, because we see all these things, right? People see these things, they make a bit of money, they go, nami nyafuna. Then you go, cut yourself, ukipa izinto ufagama ezi. Because I don't know what they put in. What do they put in a Brazilian butt extension enlargement?
Speaking to the mic.
Right, so the way I understand it is they remove some fat from the waist and then they add it to basically the lady's ass to make sure that she kind of has that hourglass look.
So fat, it's your own fat?
Yeah.
That's fat from the waist, and then what if you team no waist?
So that's what I was going to say. What if someone like Robot Boy wants a BBL? Where are they going to get fat from? Or does someone like, do we have to like get from Seoul with some transfer? Are you allowed to transfer body fat? That's because someone like you, dog, if you wanted a BBL, right? Like, how do you, where do we get it from? I mean, I know where I get mine from.
How? From where?
La.
Oh, your lips.
Ningvana sengso. Marang pagine.
That's very interesting. I think we need to find that out. Or people that know about that must let us know what's up.
Yeah, but for me, shout out to everyone that's comfortable in their own skin, man. Like,
also,
do what you want to do. I'm not opposed to people altering and changing however they look. But I feel like, and the reason why I brought it up is because of the girl. I forget her name. But she came out and said, yo, man, I did this thing and I regret it. Because it doesn't feel, I don't feel like myself. And because the thing with altering yourself, right? I feel like God created us like this.
Yeah, big
for
facts.
A reason. And I feel like over time, as you grow, you get comfortable with who you are. And you're just like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
The problem is at that point when you're not comfortable with yourself and now you've got resources to alter yourself. And then you realize, oh, I messed up.
Bro, that thing is
like,
so
there's
crazy.
No going back.
Pops.
Drop that fucking
set that one up. Saul would be so proud.
Do you know what's crazy? Lost Spendula. Do you know what's crazy? And I've seen this, bro. You get to a spot and there's like multiple hands, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe in this group there's like four hands that are like face beat clean. Then there's one hand that's got natural hair, no face beat. And by no face beat, I mean like bare face. Maybe just a young lipstick or just a young cat's eye. And out of nowhere, Jay, like, the girls that have the face beat are almost like, you know, they almost, English, it's like not envious, but they just start hating on the girl that's natural. And it's that thing you're talking about, like, for being comfortable in your own self. The fact that she's herself, the fact that she came out like this,
why
the fact
would you
that
say
she's in a space.
They uncomfortable because they start making comments about
yeah, they start making comments, start hearing things like that. And then you can see even well, people are trying to vibe and be friendly to each other. Let's say it's like a house party, dog. Mm-hmm. You know a house party, you can't sit in a corner there. Ain't not that we here till tomorrow morning. Everybody almost gets to know each other and be like close to each other. And you'd see, they'd like almost exclude her. And it's not that movie type of thing. As a fact that, and I keep saying this to some of the hands that, yo, you don't understand that level of confidence intimidates the other because of the fact that you came out like that. You're so comfortable in your own skin that it makes other people uncomfortable.
Let's make more people uncomfortable next year, guys. Let's be comfortable in our skins, guys. There's no need to show off. The one thing I realized, dog, nobody cares, bruh.
Actually, let me ask this question. And maybe the girls are going to say, but we do it for ourselves. Mala sounds good sometimes ni yenze latin. My chance, who here has ever had a conversation ni out here get yontwana kama eyelash wake piwangaka boy? None of us.
None of us. Kuthi ntwana yazi ubone we contour kanjani.
Ungaboboni ama eyelash ukuthi mawuqhayisa siyaphephuka thina ngoba sibamqondo. Maybe you guys are doing it for yourself. If you're doing it for yourself, sharp. But if you're doing it for us guys, on behalf of the guys, ne?
We don't.
Angazi, mina ngibene conversation ama ujwa ngithintwana yam. I eyelash yakhe bewe 3 cm. Ihamba la.
Maybe it's not for us, dog. Maybe it's not for us. Because, Tina, our standards are different as gents as well.
Standard?
You know, like, no, our beauty standards. Oh, oh. It's a standard. Oh, see what you did there.
Drop the fucking thing of yours.
No, don't.
Press advert. Ad break.
For us, it's very different, dog. Tina, we don't have to do all those things, right? We have 3 things to worry about as Machita.
Skipper,
kicks, jean.
And out.
That's it. We have 3 areas to worry about. La Vaseline. La Roll-On.
Maybe we can't actually talk about the makeup chat because I see understand.
As we don't. We don't. When you're ugly, you're ugly. You find a way to bring it out.
To put on a smile.
Ushay cut. We are good legends. But die. Uphuming a hairline, if I want a hairline, bangak sprayer, elections, bangak panel beat. It's not keep on your machine, you have to spray car now, and then relax, won't. That hairline will come back, don't worry.
No, so won't, no, so.
Wem nyama yi.
Ah, Pops. Waku unde san sisi ku legends, wapu munjani, wapu mutli, nangit.
No, shout out to legends. Shout out to Sheldon. Sheldon. No. But shout out to legends because I'm actually bigging them up saying those are the things you can do as a man is you can get your trim up.
And done.
And that's it. The only thing we have, I think, as men is cut. I think once we get a fresh haircut, that's where we have our confidence boost. Yeah. And I feel like that's what it does for ladies as well, is when they do their makeup, it gives them that confidence boost. That's why it's not for us to understand.
Yeah.
I don't think it's for us to understand. The lashes, the matching,
the even Cupid, skin tone. Like Cupid's bow. Ha, my chance.
You know, because I see girls who put on makeup to go to the gym. And I go, but how? You're coming to the gym to sweat. But for them, I guess it's that confidence boost. So I think lazy as is in gain. Tina, we must focus on our haircuts and dyeing our hair.
Which you might point a little weight.
Which weight?
Right. Which waist gang?
Nah, my dog. But I think we've given everyone the flowers that we need to give.
Yeah.
What's the one thing? And I want to find out from you, my dog. Like, What's the one thing you've told me what your highlights are for the year?
Yeah.
What's the one thing you feel like you need to do to excel even further next year?
I think I need to create an opportunity for people to learn certain skill sets and talents.
Do you have the capacity though?
I'm working towards that.
Okay.
I'll tell you why.
Because you're busy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you're super busy.
I'm productive.
You're productive, yes, there we go.
Yeah, because won't go with ink, busy. No, productive means there's a product to show for your productivity.
Alostro, ungene kanjani?
You wonder why it's not allow my guest la. So, here's what Calvin and I picked up, right? Mm-hmm.
Momo.
No, I wouldn't mind.
Drop the fucking.
So my manager Kelvin and I realized that growing up or like in primary school, right? Mm-hmm. Ingamla get the opportunity or get given the chance to play every sport.
Ingamla as in white people.
Yes.
Yes.
Until the child picks up what he loves or what he's excelling in or what, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes Tina Zabotaki, it's like Yenzi Paula and out. Or Dude, I did rowing in Mont Yohai, bro.
Same here, dog. Yeah. Hey. Oh, that's where it comes from.
Like.
I'm going to ask Ms. Nicola for old rowing footage. Yes, yes, yes.
For
yes,
that.
Yes.
So the thing is, they were given an opportunity to play and experiment with every sport. And yeah, that's how they end up knowing which one works for them, which one is best for them. You know what I'm saying? I feel like sometimes there's a lot of people in different spaces that have so much talents but are not exposed to those talents because they don't have the facilities to learn and grow in those spaces. So God willing, when I get the capacity and the funds, mm-hmm, open a freaking school, bro, or like a freaking center where this is where we get to teach you certain basics. Yes, there's school and they're studying for certain things, but like how to work a camera, basic things. How to work a camera, how to record someone on a mic, how to play these instruments, how to, you know
how
what I'm saying?
Edit.
How to edit,
how
yeah,
to dress,
quick
for,
stuff.
For stuff, how to do costume, how yeah, to do makeup.
Quick things, like a young creative center just full of a ball of entertaining things that you can learn. And I think nah, if someone gets exposed to that, that's how the passion will. You know, sometimes people say, Mkule in a house where my dad always had a camera. That's mm-hmm, how I learned, and now I'm the best photographer in the country. Like those type of things. I feel like sometimes it's the lack of opportunity that is there. So I want to create something like that.
Oh, that is so dope. Ah, that is so dope.
God willing.
So funny, dog, you mentioned that because I've always wanted to start a comedy university. Because you can't study comedy, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't study comedy, but comedy has so many technical aspects behind it, like the delivery, the timing,
rule of three,
the setup, the rule of three, yeah, all these things, right? And I feel like even if it's not a university, even if it's like a master class where guys can come, learn, and the comics, people, funny people in the industry can be the lectures and deliver certain lessons on all those technical aspects
yeah,
of comedy. Because I feel like... You know, I don't have a qualification for the thing that I do, but I do it so well. And I know
and
so
that's
many
my
people
point,
do
bro,
it so well.
That's my point. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't have the funds to go study a full 3 course at AFTA or graphic design thing, but just like a young basic. Because I feel like some of us also, if YouTube had a university, cum laude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Honors, honors. Mm-hmm. I feel like half the things a lot of us are doing is through the University of
yeah,
YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the thing, you know. So some people may not even have that level of access as far as laptop or phone or data is. But like mm-hmm, that little sentence, like what you're saying, you don't have a qualification, but you're good at it. So you can almost share, because there's theory and then there's like practicality.
Practical, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then tell me, my dog, finally, I want us to put things into the universe. What do you want for 2023? What do you want to achieve? What are your goals? Resolutions.
My resolutions are pale and seven.
What
do you want next year?
What do you want to achieve? What do you want to see yourself doing? What are the things you want to tick next year?
I think one thing I want to tick next year is international recognition, right?
International recognition. We're putting it out into the universe.
And I'll tell you why. Right? I'll press it. Okay.
This one.
And I'll tell you why. Because everything I do is planned, right? And has a purpose. It's not a... No. International recognition means they're going to start recognizing the people that come after me and where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's not in the States. No, no, no. International recognition means I'm still here, but it's another open door. Because the minute they found Black Coffee, they said, yo, this guy is dope. Where's he from? Trevor, I'm from South Africa. The more South Africa they hear, the more they want to now come see
yes,
and find it. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes.
So for me, it's that. Also, besides inspiring, like, Abantwana Basesoweto and where I come from and everybody that knows me, for me, it's like, okay, if Robert can do it, maybe I also can do it. It's just the inspirational route, but also the attention, the traffic. We draw traffic.
Yes.
Like, yo, guys, this is who I am, this is what I do.
Because also, South Africans recognize you more when you have international success.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean?
But
yeah,
I got to say,
yeah, exactly.
Can't think Ila.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
So, international success.
No, press ad break. Ah, yeah, bro.
International success. What else?
And capacity.
Capacity.
Because with capacity, I can do so much more for people too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm willing to help so many people as well. I just don't have the capacity. But that's why I'm growing the team. And we have to be omnipresent.
All right. All right. So that's what you want for next year, my dog.
Trust.
Oh, and you? List. International capacity. I mean, I'm in a list. Oh,
all right, it's been fun, guys. Please check out Pop-Pops' list. Will be on the description below. Like, comment, and subscribe. Popcorn and cheese.
Yeah, done. There's so many things I want to do next year, man.
Yeah.
I want international recognition. So for me, it's not just international recognition. I like to perform more internationally, right?
Oh, dope.
I've done a few gigs internationally. I want to do it regularly. But so my list goes like this. Putting it out into the universe, man.
From your lips to God's ears.
I want to be on Kevin Hart's show.
Big.
Dog. Dog. If I can be... That's why I haven't bought tickets. I'm like, I don't know how, but I want to be on that show. I want to be on stage with Kevin Hart. That's one thing I'm putting out there.
Wait, he's coming in, yeah?
He's coming in, Feb.
But I sent you that message, Mosne.
My dog.
Hectic.
My dog. Dango. Young tall. I want to be the first comic in SA to be on Men's Health.
Dope.
Yes. So now I'm going to go there.
What's the first comic?
Men's Health?
Mm.
You're thinking of another thing. You're thinking of Mary Claire. That where everyone posed naked. Obviously, remember Prove about TV.
Slicker, when you was online. Lalela, I'm not talking about that one. I'm asking. If you're saying only comic, who else has been on Men's Health?
So there hasn't been a comedian on the cover of Men's Health.
Oh, hectic.
Yeah, there hasn't been a... Comedians aren't necessarily into like sport and, you know... and which is something that's actually dope that Kevin is, I think he's the first comedian in the world to be like sponsored by an athletic brand.
Brand, right? Bro.
So I'd like to do that. One man show.
Yes.
Yes. Sitcom.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yes, sitcom.
Sitcom. Sitcom. And I'd like to present an international show next year. So in talking about this international recognition.
Yeah.
I'd like to do a global international show that does well in the country but is also recognized.
Like a tour vibe.
Yeah.
That's
so
dope.
So yeah, those are the things I'm putting out.
These things are possible,
universe.
Bro. Trust God, don't sleep on yourself. Consistency and quality. And like brand, man. For you to be on a cover of Men's Health, that means fitness, that means image. It doesn't mean comedy. And that's what you need to understand, that people must stop trying to chase a career but build a brand. Because when you build a brand, you can change careers. You can do something we weren't introduced to you by. And you can still be relevant and stay in the game.
I'm here in the country.
We'll be back.
Well, that's it from us to God's ears, man. I think those are the things we're putting into the universe. To all the chillers out there, guys, it's been a hectic year. Asnam Tlakasi, Kchonchi Mali, Kunama BBLW, PLL, PPL.
Ah, set up on PBM. Kabang in PBM. Ulugupresa ma ping la paya.
Ah, man, but I think as crazy as a year we've had, I think the one thing we can be happy about is that we're here, we survived, bro. We've lived through a pandemic.
Yeah.
We're living through potholes and funds disappearing and no electricity, but we're here in the true spirit of being a South African and being resilient. We're fighting, we're edging on. So please look after each other, check on your friends. Guys.
Speaking of the pandemic, monkeypox yep.
Usol.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mpo Pops Mudikwani. I am with the legend himself, Robot Boy Mzi. I found out Robot's name today. I didn't know his real name. Imagine. You know how embarrassing it would be? Man near funeral. Goob. Hey. So ya go kota wen. Kwanu Robot Boy. Mzi Shonil. Yo askis, ma'am. Maru robot boy kona. Hela. Mzi ushonile.
Beling bizele no robot boy ke.
Unjani robot? I'm sure you're khala lakho. We must know each other's friends' real names.
Please, guys.
All right.
So, the airports,
so ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, man, we decided to break into Mashabela Studios today. So if you too want to break into the studios and record your own podcast, we are recording at David Mashabela Studios. To record here, email podcast@mashabela.co.za. And you too could find yourself podcasting here at David Mashabela Studios. Make sure if you're at Macro, ladies and gentlemen, that you grab yourself a bottle of Grandeur Truth Serum. Itla wisa niti. Ladies, if you bottle zeba khore, Temba, wafeba, murekele Grandeur, uska mlela, or babe, would you like a gin and tonic? Umre raga, Temba, utla zogatawr. Yes, it's labuchiri by a king, yes. Kawa umuntazo ksendela manyu zuplome no babe wako. Yes, yes. So ladies and gentlemen, make sure if you're out there, support the brand, support the boys. It's been so real. I am Mpopops. That is Robot Boy. Together, we are Robot Pops for podcast and chill. That's it from us. Yeah.
Popcorn and cheese.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Steam
over. To advertise, email
podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.